Welcome to the 2014 BunnSports.com Georgia Football Preview. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor to talk about the Georgia Bulldogs as they enter the 2014 season, coming off of an 8-5 season a year ago. They returned 6 starters on offense, 8 on defense. A pretty good year for Georgia as they went to the Gator Bowl. They came up short against Nebraska, a rare thing that an SEC team would lose to a Big Ten team in a bowl game. But they had a pretty good year, but I think injuries played a part in it being kind of a disappointment after a really hot start for Georgia last year.
Well, any way you look at it, Jacob, last year had to be a disappointment to them. They underperformed. They had a weak defense, and they had key injuries, all that contributing. But still, the stage was set by the close loss to Clemson early in the year. But then they came back with 3 big wins. But the Missouri loss, I think, knocked the props out from under them and destroyed what could be even a reasonably good season. That Missouri loss was just huge for them.
41-26, that one was, and that was at home, what's more, in Sanford Stadium. That was right after some key injuries. Of course, they played 5 ranked teams last year, 4 of which were in the top 10 when they played them. That's amazing. That was a really tough schedule last year for Georgia. And the big question everybody has this year is, how are they going to replace Aaron Murray? Well, they brought in some freshman talent, of course, recruiting class-wise. They also have Hudson Mason, the senior at quarterback. But talk about those newcomers and how they are going to step up and play a role this year.
Well, when you have a recruiting class that's rated 7th nationally, you know you had a really good recruiting class, right? Well, it was 5th in the SEC. So that's who they have to compete with. But the offense will be explosive, and I think that's going to come. We'll talk about the running backs in a minute. They have some stars there. But they have a new guy by the name of Sonny Michael. He is an outstanding running back. And I think defensive end Lorenzo Carter is very good, and D.L. Kendall, defensive lineman Kendall Baker. But those were needed so much, and I think they're going to make a big difference in this defense, and as we'll speak in a minute about the defensive change there. But those are some good players that's been added, and I think it gives them a chance to move forward.
Let's talk about the offense, too. Quarterback Hudson Mason, as I mentioned, that's the biggest issue for them is replacing Aaron Murray. How much are they going to be relying on that running game? And we know who's at running back. It's Todd Gurley. And, of course, Keith Marshall is right there behind him at that spot. And then you look at the receiver core. You have Malcolm Mitchell, Chris Conley, Michael Bennett. You have some names that are seniors that have played in all the big games. They know how it is in the SEC. It's going to be a big, big asset for Georgia this year.
I don't think there's any question, Jacob, but the fact that Georgia will have an explosive offense. And when you think about it, Todd Gurley may be the best running back in the country. Yeah. Then you talk about those backing him up. And then we talk about these new freshmen they got. They really are loaded. And, in fact, they have the best, second-best running back core in the country. But yet it's also second-best in the SEC. Malcolm Mitchell being back and depth at running back. And maybe Georgia has Jacob the best linebacker core in the SEC. So there's no reason for them not to really be good this year.
And so, would you say the strength of their team would definitely be the skill on offense?
Yes, and then the linebackers on defense.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, they open it up like they did last year, except this time Clemson comes to their place, the Clemson Tigers at home. Then they get an off week before at South Carolina. So, boom, boom, right there. The first 2 games within the 3-week span, you're going to know a lot about the Georgia Bulldogs. They then get Troy at home, then Tennessee at home, then Vanderbilt at home, and then 2 road games. They go at Missouri, at Arkansas. An off week before they play their annual rivalry game in Jacksonville, the neutral site game with Florida. We'll see how they can do there. Then at Kentucky, they get the Auburn Tigers at home this year. That could be an opportunity. Charleston Southern at home before ending up with Georgia Tech. That one is at home as well. So my prediction, I think Georgia will go 10-2. I think they will get some big wins. I think their 2 losses will come to Florida and at South Carolina. I do think they will pull the upset against Auburn. I think they'll have no problem with Tennessee. And I do think they will beat Clemson to begin the year. What are your thoughts on how they'll do this season?
Well, I guess you could say that, Jacob, maybe the East, the team that's going to be in the Georgia Dome at the end of the year will be decided by the at South Carolina, mm-hmm. Georgia at South Carolina, right at the first of the season. And then, of course, as you just alluded, before that they will play Clemson, a real rival outside the conference. But and then you come to must-wins, and that's right. Tennessee and Vanderbilt. So their season's going to be set, and it's going to be getting in, whether it's getting traction or not, right off the bat this year.
Professor, we talk about Mark Richt a lot, and I think if he had the kind of years that we are both predicting that he'll have, he'll be just fine. But what's an uncomfortable loss? If he does drop one to Tennessee or one that he, or maybe one to every rival, to Auburn, even if it's a tough game like Auburn or Florida, when does it begin to get uncomfortable for him?
I think Tennessee and Vandy.
Yeah.
I think that's the ones. I just think there's just no room for error there.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. This is the 2014 Georgia team as they try to once again get to Atlanta. Of course, 2 years ago they were there, and they just lost to Alabama for a shot to play for the national title. They'll try to get back there again and perhaps not have as many injuries this time around as they did last year. But this is the 2014 Georgia football preview for BunSports.com. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor.